Good evening. This is the 10 p.m. Central Time update on Hurricane Nate. Nate is about to make its second and final landfall in the U.S. This hour, the center is located just 30 miles to the south of the Mississippi coastal sections and is moving towards the north at about 20 miles per hour. That means we're going to see a landfall in the next hour or two. But preceding that is the remnant of the eye wall to the north, and that's where the strongest winds and the largest storm surge are likely to occur. Those winds are flowing onshore, pushing the water inland along the coastline, and expect 7 to 11 feet of storm surge along the Mississippi and Alabama border, coastal borders, and somewhat lesser amounts, 5 to 8 feet Louisiana, and 4 to 6 feet along the Florida coast. So far, we've had a maximum observation of between 4 and 5 feet in Louisiana, the rise of the water, and between 3 and 4 feet along the Mississippi coast. Those values will continue to rise in Mississippi for the next few hours, with the highest surge likely to occur in the next 2 or 3 to 4 hours, where we have the onshore flow and high tide. Accompanying the hurricane also will be rainfall amounts locally up to 10 inches, and strong winds will be coming onshore for the next several hours. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.